Shall I tell you some good news? It's a little bit self-centred, but, you know, why not? So the BBC this week ran with an article. And I have to say, rather flattering, they used a picture of me from about 18 decades ago, where I still had control of my own neck skin. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see? Look at that. A chin. Singular. I know. Look. And they used that picture. I'm very happy with that. Anyway, that's not the point. Katie Hopkins' comedy show sparks concerns with an S. Plural. Suggesting plural. Can I say, as a point of correction, it was one lesbian on Guernsey who raised... She's a member of the Parliament or some such, a deputy, whatever, I don't care. She's a lesbian on Guernsey who clearly doesn't realise that I am a cult following. I have a cult following from sturdy lesbians who are all trying to get inside my non-existent pants. But anyway, there was one concern. It was not plural. And she raised it, I think, in the Parliament or whatever Guernsey has. I mean, whatever, doesn't matter. And she said there was a concern that I'm performing on the... I'm not performing fucking fellatio, although I'm offering. That I'm performing on the island. But the thing is, my darlings, and here's the rub. Not to mention a lesbian term. Here's the rub for the lady that's created this issue for me on the BBC. Concerns. I don't know what concerns there were about me coming to the island. Too much glitter? Too much love for lesbians? I don't know. Anyway, the show is already sold out. So I'm just going to suggest that perhaps if one were to have a concern, it might have been a good idea to raise that before 500 people bought tickets and sold it out in the fastest time that any show's ever sold on Guernsey, because no one goes there, because all the boys who think they're so important and do live at the Apollo can't be bothered to go to Guernsey, but I can because I actually care about my show and I care about people. But don't let that stop you. Criticise away. Would you like the good news? The good news is that thanks to the concern, single not plural, from the sturdy lesbian on Guernsey, who, by chance, I've also emailed personally and invited to the show because I'm such a good person. I think we can agree, a good person. I've invited her. I've said we will accommodate her, even though we're sold out, and that we will give her all the space she needs. I think she might need quite a lot of space. Is that thanks to the lady raising the concern about my sold-out show on Guernsey, we've actually added a whole other night. We've added a second show. Because if you've got a concern, why don't I just add another show and give you a little bit more anxiety? So if you were hoping to come to my Guernsey show and you couldn't get a ticket, darlings, because of the concerns, we've added another show because there's so much demand we can't keep up with it. So we've added the 12th of May as well. So if you can get to Guernsey on the 12th of May, I don't care how far it is, I don't care about your travel plans, I don't care, get there. We've already got this story I just love. Oh, it's made me go a bit, oh, I've had a flush. Oh, Jesus, hold on. Oh, God, I would strip off, but things will go wrong and you might see my vest. I know, it's erotic. Do you want to see my vest? Here, look. The people of Alderney, do you know Alderney? So I believe, I don't know the geography, but let's just go with this. Here's the UK. This is Guernsey. Somewhere off of Guernsey, there's a little island called Alderney. Forgive me. And I was told that is it 2,000 people that live there? 2,000 drunks clinging to a rock. Which immediately means I love everybody on Alderney. Buzz, who runs the boat service from Alderney to Guernsey, is going to run a special boat service to bring the drunks from the island of Alderney to come to my extra show in Guernsey. Just how can you not love this? How can you not love what we're doing? We were criticised in Parliament A lovely man in Parliament says, look, let people go and see what they want. We've added an extra day and now people are bringing a flotilla to the island to come to the show. What a time to be alive. When am I playing Oxford? Are you joking? Are you seriously thinking I would be able to get a venue in Oxford? If I'm not coming to a theatre near you, that is because your theatre will not take my show. We guarantee a sold-out crowd. We guarantee a record bar. We promise to make a donation to, a considerable donation to any charity in the local area. And our team are delicious and our audience are delightful.